headquarters of American Free Press. It's Thursday, September 21st. Happy birthday to my godson. Well, I was down at the American Free Press office today, folks, and some of the people there had listened to last night's broadcast, and we listened to it again today, and we all agreed that Lonnie, who called in last night, tried to raise implications at American Free Press and the Republic Broadcasting Network are somehow corrupt and presumably under the influence of the Zionists. And of course, it's all ridiculous. You heard the conversation last night. You heard my responses. You heard that of John Stadtmiller. I've made an editorial decision, folks. I've never banned anyone from this program, but I am banning Lonnie from Canada from this program because of that little dirty trick. And also because of the fact, if you recall, he's the one who several weeks ago called in here and advocated shooting judges, among other things. So I have made my first formal ban of someone from this program, and that's Lonnie from Canada. I don't like to do that, folks, but we don't need time wasters and we don't need troublemakers, and we've got enough of those in this country, starting right at the White House with George W. Bush and right down the hallway with Vice President Dick Cheney, and then up here on Capitol Hill with most of the members of the United States Congress, Democrat and Republican alike. So we don't need any troublemakers here. I haven't even banned Jeff from Massachusetts. I understand he's been banned by several of the hosts on this network, and while I vehemently disagree with Jeff's support for the gangster state of Israel, he's an articulate guy, and he calls in occasionally with commentary about other issues. And, you know, as long as he continues to behave himself and engage in rational debate, or at least no insane name calling, Jeff's always welcome to call in this program. I don't think I'm going to have to ban Jeff, but Lonnie from Canada is banned. Well, we flushed him down the toilet. Sometimes you have to do things like that. When we come back from the break, which will be coming up here in a minute or two, I'm going to bring you some updates from this issue of American Free Press that's going to press today. It's the issue which is dated October 2nd. The paper is actually printed roughly a week before the actual date that appears on it. You'll be interested to know that I got a phone message from no less than the famous, or you may call him infamous, Sam Danner. Sam's a nice fellow. He's the guy who Eric Hufschmidt collaborated with in spreading a story that he had witnessed some events at the Pentagon. Then, of course, Sam officially said that, or so it appears that he said, that he was repudiating at least part of his story, and then he repudiated his repudiation, and again, in his phone call to me, he repudiated the idea that he had, in fact, repudiated his repudiation, if that makes sense. In any case, I think Sam's a nice fellow. I don't know what his motivations are, but, you know, when these stories are circulated like that, they do tend to cause trouble, and trouble indeed they did cause. As you know, you've heard the reverberations from it on this program, and it's something that, you know, I just, frankly, I hate to put it this way, but I wish I had never heard the name Sam Danner. Sam's a nice fellow in his place, but he shouldn't be out there spinning tales and, you know, whether or not what he saw he did see, you know, it really doesn't matter, as many, many callers have pointed out, as far as the 911 matter is concerned. Okay, folks, we're going to a break. When we come back, I'm going to bring you an update from American Free Press on the Christopher Boleyn affair and his legal entanglements with the crooked cops in the Chicago area. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. Michael Collins Piper here.
Headline news. The much-anticipated bird flu pandemic. Whether you consider it dangerous or not makes no difference. It will still be the reason to confine and restrict travel. Conclusion.
If we can't feed ourselves locked down at home, Homeland Security will be forced to bring us to gathering centers. Remember Katrina and the Superdome? The World War II bomb shelters in England? And the concentration camps throughout history? They were all huge disease incubators infesting confinees with dozens of life-threatening illnesses. Even if the wimpy little bird flu can't get you, the camps and the immunization will. If the government says store some non-perishable food, you know we'll need a lot. Decide how many years of food your family needs and get it before it's gone or can't be transported. Remember, folks, bad food plans are life-threatening. Call the co-op at 800-409-5633 for warnings and guidelines. That's J. Michael Stevens Group, 800-409-5633, or on the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Introducing Idea Sticks. Idea Sticks are self-adhering, so you simply peel and stick to create the look of hand-painted tile on your kitchen backsplash. Bring new life to kitchen countertops. Accent and coordinate kitchen appliances and accessories. The possibilities are endless. And because Idea Sticks are steam and heat resistant, you can even use them in your bathroom. Idea Sticks are removable, reusable, and washable, and won't leave marks or a sticky mess, so you can change to a new design at any time. During this special TV offer, you can order your very own Idea Sticks. A, the floral bouquet. B, the dolphin porthole, or see the floral and fruit basket for the amazing price of just $19.99. That's right, only $19.99. And that's not all. During this special TV offer, we'll even throw in a sheet of custom accents absolutely free.
To order your very own Idea Sticks, call 1-800-564-5812. That's 1-800-564-5812.
Hi, this is Robbie Noel for Republic Trading Group. Join Jeffrey Bennett and myself each day at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, where we'll give you the flip side of the day's financial and political news. Had Warren Buffett tuned in, he could have saved himself $1 billion. You see, Mr. Buffett bet against the dollar 2 years ago. Had he had chosen buying gold instead of foreign currency, he would have made $2 billion. Don't make the Buffett mistake. Call Republic Trading Group today at 1-800-691-7898 and let us help you ensure your wealth against dollar depreciation. For daily updates on the condition of the dollar, visit our website at republictradinggroup.com. Or as I said, just give us a call at 1-800-691-7898 and speak with Jeffrey Bennett or myself. Call Republic Trading Group today at 1-800-691-7898. And thank you for your support of Republic Broadcasting Network.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. A little bit of a late start there. Okay, folks, I promised you that I'd bring a report on the situation with Christopher Boleyn, who was beaten and busted by the cops in Hoffman Estates, Illinois, reporter for American Free Press and a former host on this network. I thought Christopher made a very big mistake in giving up his program, but he felt it was necessary to focus on his situation. I'm going to read you directly from a report from Christopher that appears in this issue of American Free Press. I'm not going to read the whole thing, but just the relevant up-to-date facts about his situation. He says, on September 13, 2006, I appeared in the Circuit Court of Cook County and obtained a 30-day extension to arrange legal counsel for my defense. My next appearance is October 17. He says, having obtained copies of the police complaint against me, it is clear that the police version of events is continuously changing. The controlled press, however, has dutifully parroted without question the police version, which is erroneous and incomplete. Turns out he's discovered the names of the three men who were involved in the incident, this attacking, violent attack on him, and they hit him with a taser as well, which, as Christopher noted in an article in American Free Press, and on his farewell program here on RBN, many Americans have died from being struck by tasers by the police. In any case, the three guilty parties were officers Michael Barber, Tim Stoy, and Darren Felgenhauer. Well, in any case, Christopher is, as we've noted here, his next appearance is on October 17th. and evidently he's looking for an attorney. Unfortunately, famed civil libertarian attorney Mark Lane was a little bit disturbed by attacks on Mark by Eric Hufschmidt, accusing Mark of being a secret Zionist and saying that Mark collaborated with people to destroy the Spotlight newspaper. And, of course, nothing could be further from the truth. It's kind of interesting. Another allegation made by Hufschmidt and his crony, Daryl Bradford Smith, is that, you know, this idea that Mark Lane is responsible for the destruction of Liberty Lobby, that he always lost the cases when he represented Liberty Lobby. And again, folks, just for the record, here are the facts. Mark Lane beat Mel Mermelstein, the self-described Holocaust survivor who wanted to destroy Liberty Lobby. He forced Mel to withdraw his case after the trial begun. They didn't even take it to a jury. Mark Lane did that. Mark Lane did it single-handedly. Mark Lane beat William F. Buckley Jr., the ex-CIA man and publisher of National Review, in a major lawsuit against Liberty Lobby that would have destroyed Liberty Lobby and bankrupted it. Mark Lane also beat E. Howard Hunt, the former CIA man, widely believed by many people to be involved in the JFK assassination. Mark Lane beat William F. Buckley on behalf of Liberty Lobby. Mark Lane beat Jack Anderson, the famous columnist who recently died and went to hell. Jack Anderson had a case against Liberty Lobby, and Liberty Lobby had a case against him, actually, I should say. But Mark Lane forced Jack Anderson to settle after that case actually went the whole way to the U.S. Supreme Court. Let me list those victories again. William F. Buckley Jr., E. Howard Hunt, Jack Anderson, Mel Mermelstein. Four big names, four big cases. Mark Lane won them all. The last legal case that brought about Liberty Lobby's destruction, Mark was only a consulting attorney on that because it was being conducted in California, and it turned out our attorney in California was, well, let's just put it this way, incompetent. There might have been a little bit more to it than that, but that case proceeded without Mark's direction, and that loss, that very tragic loss for Liberty Lobby, cannot be laid on Mark Lane. So again, there's a little bit of facts for you, not disinformation and misinformation. Unfortunately, Mark chose, because of Eric Hufschmidt's bizarre behavior, not to get involved in Christopher's case, which very, very sad. Very, very sad. Needless to say, American Free Press, in fact, has been able to raise some money for Christopher Boleyn. I expect some of you people out there among those who sent contributions, from what my understanding is, it's roughly about $4,500 has come in, and I know that's going to be very helpful for Christopher. And the Foundation to Defend the First Amendment is also offering Christopher a grant of, I believe, $5,000. I'm not quite sure the exact figure on that, so that should certainly help Christopher. I hope he chooses to accept that donation. $5,000 is not chicken feed. So if you're in touch with Christopher, by all means, tell him, take the money and run. Actually, the money will be paid directly to Christopher's attorney when he retains one. That's generally the policy of the Foundation to Defend the First Amendment. When it supports someone's legal case, they make the payment directly to the attorneys. In any case, that's the latest on Christopher Boleyn. We also have a story this week in American Free Press, the one it is going to press tonight, by Mark Anderson, and it's on Aaron Russo's film, Freedom to Fascism. It's going to be appearing in seven more cities starting today and running into October. According to Mark's story here, the film opens September 29th in Denver at the Regency Theaters, Tamarack Square. Also on September 29th in Portland, Oregon at the Clinton Street Theater. And on October 6th, it will be in four cities, including Tempe, Arizona, at the Harkins Valley Art, Tucson, Arizona, at the Loft Cinema, in Beverly Hills at Lamy's Music Hall, and in Salt Lake City, Utah, at the Tower Theater. Of course, the website is for the film and for Aaron Russo is freedomtofascism.com. I always say I don't really like that title, Freedom to Fascism, because that term fascism is so abused and misused, and it's being misused by President Bush and his crazy lies about Islamofascism, these lies being promoted by these Judeo-fascists in the Bush administration and in the groups that are supporting him in his international New World Order policies. In any case, I haven't seen Freedom to Fascism yet, but I hear it's pretty good. So American Free Press is very glad to excuse me, give an endorsement to that film. Okay, folks, well, we are going to have open phones here tonight. It's 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443, and you're welcome to call in. We have a caller already, and I'm going to go to him right now. That's Country Boy from the grand state of Indiana. Country Boy, what's going on? I think we have Country Boy.
Hey.
There you go.
I got a couple points. I'm concerned about your health. You're tired, you're coughing, you got the flu after 2-3 weeks.
Well, I tell you what, I'm alive now, but I'm recovering from that two-day event running up to New York. I'm all right, Country Boy. I take my garlic and I drink my ginger tea and I drink lots of aloe juice, if you've ever had that.
Yeah,
go ahead.
You wash it all down with gin and vodka, don't
no,
you?
No, actually, I'm more of a vodka and a whiskey drinker.
Well, hey, you're
not
going
much
from
on the gin.
You're going from bad to worse. You're going from Washington, D.C. to New York City. If you want to get healthy, you need to come out into the country.
You know something? You know, I want to tell you something about that. You're absolutely right about that. When you get outside the city, into the country, this sounds like a commercial, but the air is fresh and clean. It really is. And, of course, and I'm going to put in a plug for the Aeronizer that's sold by RBN. I want to tell you something. That thing is tremendous. Like I told you, it's just, I told the people listening in here, John Statmiller gave me one when he was up here in Washington, and it just cleanses the air tremendously. And that's in an apartment, my apartment, where I've smoked a lot of cigars. Fortunately, not as many as I used to, but still, nonetheless, enough that you see the difference when you run that Aeronizer. So you're probably right about the country air there.
not only that. Look, you say whenever you drink that alcohol, you put on some old George Jones music. That will be good for your emotional health. Believe me, people have, you know, they've sedated themselves and done things to get them through life. So we got a lot of secrets out, not secrets out here out in the country, but they're just not marketed by the mass media.
Well, I'll tell you what, rather than George Jones, I just got myself a CD from one of our listeners, Professor Ray Goodwin. He's not only an academic, but he's one hell of a singer, and he's done some songs that were done by famous singers that his versions are even better. I wish he'd go commercial with this CD of his. And Ray, if you're listening in, I'm enjoying the hell out of this CD.
Yeah, but the thing with George Jones is once you start drinking, it almost seems like he's singing exactly to yourself. The more you drink, the more he makes sense. Sounds like a Bush budget.
Actually, you know, I tell you what, you know, I have very diverse interests in music. I like Johnny Cash. I like Bessie Smith. I like Aretha Franklin. I like the Blue Oyster Cult. I like some Middle Eastern music. I like virtually all kinds of music except for some of this rap and some of this music that I don't even consider music. And I love classical music, but I don't know anything about it. Everybody that likes classical music seems to know all the names of famous composers and everything. I just like to turn it in and listen to it.
I'm still here.
All right, hang on there, Country Boy. I do hear some music right now. We're going to a break. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. Michael Collins Piper here.
Headline news. Activation of our most decorated military divisions for confrontation with Russia and China through their ally, Iran. Military action when food shortages occur will divert food supplies to the military. The administration tells us to get non-perishable food. The government is right in telling us to have food stored, but when they say get some, you know we'll need a lot. The council to get some food gives the system deniability when food shortages are the reason for wiping out freedoms. Decide how many years of food will get your family through the coming times and store it before it's gone or can't be transported. Remember, folks, dishonest retailers know you don't know what or how much to store. Bad food plans are life-threatening. Call 800-409-5633 for warnings and guidelines. That's the J. Michael Stevens Group, 800-409-5633, or on the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Axiom, The Second American Civil War, a new novel by T. Edward Allen. Through corruption, greed, and incompetence, the neocons have brought the world to the brink of World War III. John Carter and his family are caught in the middle of a terrifying plunge into chaos. When the world economy collapses, America is brought down with it. The focal point is the ideological conflict between progressives and conservatives. And when civil war breaks out, Americans find that every axiom they took for granted has been overturned. Dangerously political and thought-provoking, T. Edward Allen takes readers on a wild ride and a glimpse into America's future with madmen at the helm.
Buy Axiom at www.axiom-thenovel.com. That's axiom-thenovel.com or find it at amazon.com. Get in on the buzz. Purchase your copy. Axiom, The Second American Civil War by T. Edward Allen.
Over 100 million Americans have dangerously high cholesterol. Are you one of them? North American Urban Spice has developed Cholestamine, an all-natural food-based supplement proven to give your body the nutritional support it needs to lower cholesterol and improve circulation naturally without the side effects of harmful prescription drugs. Call today, 800-243-5242, 800-243-5242 for Cholestamine.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. There's that bumper music from the Blue Oyster Cult. I had one person writing me and accusing me of being paid off to promote Satanism because I happen to like that song. Well, not the case at all. Speaking of being paid or giving money or donating, I want to remind everybody that this network, the Republic Broadcasting Network, is on a pledge drive and trying to raise the money to keep the network going, to give it a solid base of operations. You can make your donations, I believe, using PayPal, and you can also call the RBN office at 800-724-2719, 800-724-2719, or patronize Republic Trading. Or you can buy some of the products that are available on the RBN website. Buy directly from RBN. If you need a shortwave, go to rbnlive.com, folks. Or one of those Aaronizers I was talking about. Anyway, folks, I hope you're going to do that because it is important to keep this network running and running smoothly and providing you the good programming that it does. Okay, we have Country Boy on. Country Boy, that music. We were talking about music, and the music came on and cut us off.
All right, hey, here's a couple of points. Whatever happened to your spotlight report? I emailed you waiting to get it.
Yeah, let me tell you about that, Country Boy. I'm glad you brought that up. I actually meant to mention that a couple days ago. I'm holding off sending that out at the moment because there may be some new information to add to that. So I've maintained a list of all the people who wrote in requesting it, so you will be getting it sooner than later. But I haven't forgotten about that. I have a list of oh, probably about 50 people who've written in response to this program. So it will be sent out. I'm actually, I did some tinkering with it late this afternoon. It's 50 pages long. It's quite substantive, and I'm glad you brought that up because it brings up something else I wanted to mention that's in the news, and it actually relates to that Spotlight report in a way. Go ahead, country boy. One of the people who was involved in the destruction of Liberty Lobby through the abuse of the corporate body of the Institute for Historical Review, which was used to file the lawsuit against Liberty Lobby, one of these people was this mysterious San Francisco millionaire named Andrew Allen. Now, Andrew Allen has been involved in two distinct areas of interest to the CIA and the Mossad. The countries of Burma, the country of Burma, which very, very few people don't know about. It's today called Myanmar, M-Y-A-N-M-A-R. And also Afghanistan. He was involved in Afghanistan, and we all know about the CIA's role in Afghanistan. In any case, it's of no surprise that the Bush administration is now starting to lower the boom. They have been, but now they're intensifying it. They're lowering the boom on Burma. Burma is going to be more increasingly in the media in the coming weeks. Bush wants to do to Burma what he's done to Iraq and what he wants to do to Iran. He wants regime change there. And that's because Bush's Zionist sponsors are so eager to change the regime in Burma. Now, I'm not here to say the guys in Burma are nice fellows that run that country. They probably do a lot of things they shouldn't do. It's not like our beautiful democratic America, so-called. But needless to say, my personal opinion has always been is that we shouldn't be interfering in the affairs of other countries any more than we would want these other countries to interfere in our affairs. And needless to say, this CIA and Mossad connected guy, Andrew Allen, has been one of the key figures in this campaign to get Burma. And now we see the Zionist controlled George and Zionist loyalist George W. Bush pursuing this. So as I say, it's something I'm warning people about. If you've never heard of Burma and never heard of Myanmar, mark that in your notebook. Mark that in your mental notes because you're going to hear more about it.
Heard that first on the Piper Report.
That's right.
Hey, I told you at one time, I said, write this down. I said, ask Christopher Bolin about the Irish Catholic power structure in Chicago. So either you didn't write it down or when you had him on that program with the debate, you didn't ask him.
Actually, no. You know, it's really funny that you mentioned that because, you know, Christopher, oddly enough, you may have missed this. Christopher actually mentioned that himself.
Oh, yes. Okay. Then I must have called in and say, would he get specific about, you know, the Irish Roman Catholic Democrats?
Now that you mentioned that, I believe that is, in fact, that was the scenario. Yeah, he actually mention that. So,
the reason why I'm saying that is that there's a fellow named Michael Markevich who is a Christian activist. And if you go to repentamerica.com, it has some information on him. A couple of months ago, he was in Chicago, you know, holding up a sign at a gay pride day at Wrigley Field. And the Chicago authorities, you know, whatever, sign said one man, one woman, whatever, verse from the Bible. He was arrested. He was charged with all these trumped up charges, and he's been going back and forth to court there in Cook County, and he said that he is being treated worse than he was in San Francisco. And so, you know, that's just more anecdotal evidence of the wickedness that's in that county.
Well, Chicago's a pretty dirty place, and we saw what happened to Christopher. That's repentamerica.com.
Yes, sir.
All right, country boy, we're going to the break. The phones are open here, ladies and gentlemen. Feel free to call in. Thanks for your call, country boy. 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
KU Band Satellite is here. RBN is now offering a brand new way to hear your favorite programs. Listening to RBN via satellite is easy on the ears. Clean digital audio combined with consistently reliable reception anywhere in North America. KU utilizes a 30-inch dish and receiver similar to the equipment the subscription satellite TV services use. In fact, this satellite receiver also picks up a lot of television and music channel programming, even other talk radio networks. All of this with absolutely no monthly subscription fees, ever. Take advantage of our introductory offer and order your KU Dish receiver today for only $149 plus shipping and handling. And begin enjoying our highest quality audio available 365 days a year. Visit our website, www.rbnlive.com, for more information. Or call 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Clean, consistent, and affordable.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, D.C. here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We are having open phones here for the remaining half hour, so feel free to call in. The number is 800-313-9443. I would be remiss in not telling you about an interesting little incident that took place when I was up in New York City yesterday morning. Is it coincidence or is it conspiracy? I'll just tell you what I can tell you, just the facts, and I don't know. I'd be curious as to any opinions of to what any of you think about it. I was going into the hotel where I was supposed to meet President Ahmadinejad of Iran. Of course, I went past the security there, and I told him I was there to meet somebody, my Iranian friend, the filmmaker who introduced me to the Iranian president, and they said, well, just please have a seat. So I sat down like a good, obedient little law-abiding citizen that I am. And, folks, I had not been sitting there for even an entire minute when I noticed someone coming from the back. I paid very little attention, but I saw a gentleman coming from the back of the lobby of the Barclay Intercontinental Hotel and walk over in my direction. And he was looking at me, staring at me as he was walking by, and of course that attracted my attention that someone was staring at me, and then the person looped off and went out the door of the hotel. I never saw him again. But why this is interesting, folks, is that he was carrying a satchel, a briefcase, some sort of large-sized, oversized briefcase-type item. And on the side of that briefcase was a very large logo, a logo which I recognized. It was the logo of the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith, ADL. Well, I was kind of amused, and I even actually at that moment I looked at my watch and I said, my God, I haven't even been here a minute. And here's the ADL already rearing its ugly head. Now, folks, was that a coincidence or was that a conspiracy? Was that an ADL person deliberately trying to intimidate me to let me know that I was under their observation, or was that just simply a coincidence that someone affiliated with the ADL happened to be there coming through the lobby of the hotel? I don't know. I'd be curious as to what some of the callers, though, what some of the listeners might think about that, if you have an opinion on that. I mean, they always call me a conspiracy theorist. They always say I'm paranoid. Well, you know, when you're in this business that I'm in, this most unfortunate business of expressing opinions at groups of the expressing opinions that groups like the Anti-Defamation League don't like, and then out of the blue, you see that kind of thing, it makes you wonder. It really makes you wonder. I can tell you that, and I've mentioned this on the program before, that years ago when Liberty Lobby, then my publisher, had sued the Anti-Defamation League for its efforts to disrupt Liberty Lobby's daily radio programming, was broadcast over some 400 stations as part of a national network that was in existence at the time. Anti-Defamation League files that were procured by Liberty Lobby under court order indicated that the Anti-Defamation League had managed to get someone placed on the same plane in the seat beside Willis Cardo, the head of Liberty Lobby. Now, that was back in the 1960s when that particular, maybe it was 1970s at that point, I should say. But the very fact that they were able to do that is very, very interesting. How they were able to find out what plane Willis was going to be on, who provided that information, I don't know. But I'm just telling the story for whatever it's worth. Anyway, we have some callers, and I'm going to go ahead and bring them on up. We have Scott from Massachusetts. Scott, what's going on?
How you doing, Michael?
I'm doing it. I don't know what I'm doing, but I'm doing it, Scott.
Hey.
No, I guess I do know what I'm doing. That's the problem.
let me tell you the good news.
Okay.
The good news is my son extracted my credit card from me today for a year's subscription to the American Free Press.
Well, I guess that's good news. I appreciate that.
Right. And I'm telling you the truth, as I always do. And I told him when he gave it back to me, I said, well, I'll critique it, and I'll tell you all the mistakes that I find in it.
All right. You're welcome to do that. We need
No, not to you, to him.
Oh, okay. Well,
but
actually,
anyway,
you know what, Scott? Actually, you know what? We need an ombudsman, so I'm going to appoint you as the ombudsman. How's that sound?
That's fine. I'll let you know what I think.
You do that.
I've been doing this comparative analysis just like you have for all my life. Ever since the communist Nixon instituted wage and price controls,
the great conservative Richard Nixon.
Yeah, the communist. Yeah, the central controller. But anyway, Burma. That was the first stronghold of Poppy Bush, and he shipped tons of heroin out of Burma through Vietnam via the CIA, and they actually referred to him as Poppy Bush.
Yes, you're right about that. You're absolutely right on both points.
And then you look at the son Bush and what they've done in Afghanistan. Now, what they're doing over in Burma doesn't make any sense to me, because they've able George Bush, the turd, has managed to create in Afghanistan the biggest poppy growing place that the planet has ever known. In 2000, when he sent troops in there, less than 1% of the heroin was coming out of Afghanistan. This year, it's estimated that a third more than the world uses one-third more than the entire usage of the previous year is coming out of Afghanistan.
And that's supposed to be the wonderful model that model for democracy and freedom that George Bush promised us. Isn't that interesting?
It's the two Bushes, and it's international dope dealing, and it goes way beyond, you know, they're doing it to create subservience to this product and take our money.
Oh, exactly.
And it's evil. It is evil, and the father did it, and the son's doing it. And how long we put up with treasonous people like this is beyond me. And there are no coincidences. When you speak the truth, you come under surveillance.
Well, I heard John Stettmiller say right here in the program last night that they are jamming the broadcast of this program.
That doesn't surprise me at all. They're going to do every single trick, dirty trick in the book, including beatings in the front yards or whatever it takes, subterfuge, anything to carry out their evil world domination.
Yeah, and this drug money is being used to finance all sorts of covert operations, and at the same time, it's also destroying families all around the world.
Right.
This is our family values, President Scott.
Right. This is our big Christian leader.
I mean, can't people get it?
They can't. Half the people have mush for brains by hypnosis from the TV tube. Half of them don't even have a brain. Okay? The half that does have a brain, only a very small portion is plugged into the truth. They're so busy trying to make things operate in their lives for their families that they don't want to hear it. You know, they can't. Oh my God. You know, don't confuse me with the facts.
Yeah, the interesting thing is they're doped up just as much as the dope addicts in the street, but it's a different form of sedative.
Right.
It's frightening. And, you know, I tell you what, I've seen the, you know, all this, most of the crime we have here in the District of Columbia stems from the drug trade, either drug dealers killing one another or drug addicts going out and committing crimes against people to get money for their drugs. And literally, yes, we can blame this on, you know, it sounds crazy, but we can literally blame this on George Bush and his father, Poppy Bush.
And the corporate, international gangster corporations. Now, I work for an international corporation up at the highest levels of the accounting profession. And I watched how laws are made. I watched the Enron-type collusion between the auditing firm and how if you don't make partner in the auditing firm, they send you to the big-paying private company, and the lawyer from that big company is from that auditing firm, the controller, the treasurer. Everybody comes from that accounting firm so that there's an incestuous relationship there. And then these companies, these corporations become so powerful that they buy off and say, we want to make this tax law. And the CPAs come in and say, you can't do that. Say, oh, yeah, well, here's $1 million, here's $2 million, here's $10 million, here's $500 million. Go pay the AICPA. Go pay the FASB board. Go pay the lobbyists. And go pay the congressmen. And this is how laws are made for corporations. Corporations rule the United States and the rest of the earth.
Well, you know what I find?
And I just want to put this. They are fictitious creations of the imagination of criminals. Corporations. That's what they are.
Well, you know what I find interesting is that they'll throw some teenager into jail for a couple years, you know, for having an inordinate amount of marijuana on his possession, and yet these major banks launder billions of dollars in drug money, and no one there is ever prosecuted. And when those banks are caught, they might fine them.
Yeah, but everybody's getting paid. It's all about the money, and if you're into truth and you're into right, you don't see it. You have to be a criminal. So the people who have the money, they are the criminals. And how come they can't find this guy Phillips? They go, the state troopers go out, and stake out the girlfriend's house. He comes by and snipers two of them, and they still can't find him, but you never hear about it in the news, and that's just one person. Wait till you have to deal with 100,000 Phillips. See
well.
You later. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for your call, Scott. Let's go to Bob from D.C. Bob, how you doing? Bob, are you there?
Mike, can you hear me?
I can hear you, Bob.
Well, good. I tried to get a hold of you the other night. I think you have my phone number. You should give me a call on some information of situations that are in flux. That's as far as that'll go.
Okay, I'll
think
do
you
that.
Still have yeah. that number. Okay, good. One thing, just to mention something that Scott just said about corporations. It just blew by my mind. A while back, like maybe 100 years ago, they made corporations legally persons. And when they did this, they gave them the rights of individuals in the United States, which is totally wrong.
That's interesting.
And it's something that should be followed up. And I think Scott's listening now, and I think he knows what I'm talking about. The other thing I just wanted to talk about was this conference a couple weeks ago.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I went there. I was there Saturday, and I can only stand about 5 hours. And I have a couple medical problems, so I got to stand, sit, and I have to walk. You know, I can't do that kind of thing.
You know,
long.
It's funny. I actually met somebody at the conference who I thought was you, and I said, "Aren't you Bob?" And he said. No,
well, I had the hat on. I had the brown hat on.
Oh, I didn't.
The
yeah,
green brown hat.
Yeah,
So that was me. But in any case, the problem I had with the whole thing was that I saw a lot of egos talking, but there wasn't enough. In fact, I didn't see anybody that wanted to win. And this movement has not had a victory that I know of, ever. And when I a few months back when you and Christopher were online, I mentioned World Trade Center 7, and I said this is a royal flush, and everybody doesn't want to play the hand. And I still feel that. I still feel that here we're given this cursed salient, this possible victory on a platter, and nobody wants to run with it.
It seems to me that would be an ideal. I'm not sure what a lawyer would be the one to look into this, but I would think that a lawyer might be able to work up some sort of case there.
Definitely, when you think of the offices that were in World Trade Center 7, there were U.S. offices, state offices, and city offices. That means extreme flexibility as far as venue goes.
You know,
and that means also criminal and also civil action can be taken in multiple venues. And not only that, but they can be extended, if you can find friendly sheriffs, they can be extended to sheriffs. There's so much that can be done, but, you know, I'm sitting here alone, and I'm not going to be a martyr. I'm not going to do it alone, but I will do it if someone wants to come along. You know,
there's a new book coming out. I've been waiting eagerly for its release. It's called Grand Illusion. It's a book about Rudy Giuliani's performance and the events that took place under his stewardship of the city of New York on 9/11 and the days that followed. And it's by two reporters for the Village Voice. And that newspaper, over the years, has done some good work. It's kind of a left-wing counterculture type publication, but it's done a lot of good work. And this book may provide some leads if people read carefully, as I always tell people to do. If people read that book very carefully, there may be some information in there that might be relevant in such a lawsuit or in pursuit of this, we'll just call it Building 7 business. So it's a book I'm looking forward to. I keep checking the bookstores for it, and I'm wondering if maybe it's one of these books that gets printed but never distributed, which often happens.
Yeah, you know, Giuliani just recently came out pouting about the fact that he may even have some health problems, but I kind of doubt that since he didn't stay in the World Trade Center 7 city FEMA office.
You know, Giuliani's such a piece of garbage. You know, I wrote a piece about him in the Spotlight years ago. The whole time he was making all these headlines, putting all these old Italian gentlemen in jail in these big mafia cases.
Yeah.
All that did was open up the rackets in New York to the very violent and aggressive and very nasty Jewish gangsters out of Russia.
Plus the fact that I'm sure that Larry Silverstein, the fire chief that he was talking to, was one of the fire chiefs that went along with all the Jewish lightning that hit Brownsville and other places in New York City.
Larry Silverstein has his own connections to the mob, from what I understand. So that's an interesting area to pursue.
Yep.
All right, Bob, I got to move on. But
okay, partner.
Thank you for your call, as always. Okay, let's go to Bob from Texas. Bob, come on up.
Hello?
Bob, I think we got the break here. Hang on there.
Okay.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Michael Collins Piper here, wrapping up this hour already. We do have Bob from Texas. We're going to bring him up after the break. Stay tuned, folks.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Axiom, The Second American Civil War, a new novel by T. Edward Allen. Through corruption, greed, and incompetence, the neocons have brought the world to the brink of World War III. John Carter and his family are caught in the middle of a terrifying plunge into chaos. When the world economy collapses, America is brought down with it. The focal point is the ideological conflict between progressives and conservatives. And when civil war breaks out, Americans find that every axiom they took for granted has been overturned. Dangerously political and thought-provoking, T. Edward Allen takes readers on a wild ride and a glimpse into America's future with madmen at the helm. Buy Axiom at www.axiom-thenovel.com. That's axiom-thenovel.com, or find it at amazon.com. Get in on the buzz. Purchase your copy. Axiom, The Second American Civil War by T. Edward Allen.
Digestive problems can be miserable. Get rid of acid reflux, irritable bowel syndrome, and excessive bloating naturally. Gastrinex is the wild and natural herbal support for all digestive problems. It's a powerful blend of herbs, spices, and enzymes to stop digestive problems quickly. For any digestive need, take Gastrinex. Call 800-243-5242 today.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. We're wrapping up the hour. We've got Bob on from Texas. Come on up, Bob.
Hello.
How you doing tonight?
I'm fine. How are you?
All righty.
Okay, I'm going to try and touch on three things.
Go ahead.
First of all, in response to, like, Bob from D.C., I, too, think that Building 7 is key to this, the whole thing.
A lot of people do. A lot of people definitely do.
To me, there's no doubt it was a controlled demolition. To me, the question is, when were the charges placed?
Absolutely.
And all I would say was be this. Some people say that they couldn't have been there long, but I have a .308 rifle.
Okay.
An M1A. And you know how old the ammunition is that I fire in that?
No.
I buy surplus ammo. It was made in 1980. It comes from South Africa.
Okay.
haven't had one misfire.
Okay.
Okay, and there's some people that fire ammunition made in 1945. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So the question of time is an important question. Second thing, the fellow who was talking about corporations, I just want to give my opinion on the 401k. What the 401k did, in my opinion, was transferred the middle-class wealth, maybe $1 trillion of middle-class wealth, into the hands of a very few mutual fund managers in New York City. Okay?
Okay.
And along with that, the voice of, to me, our Senate, and on the controlled media, you have to be very wealthy to get an opportunity to state your opinion.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay? So it's definitely not a place where someone like myself can state their opinion. But if you're very wealthy, you can.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, Congress has become the same way. You have to be very wealthy to get your opinion heard in Congress. And when with the 401k and the transfer of $1 trillion worth of middle-class wealth into the hands of very few people, the voice went to those people as well because of all that wealth concentrated in the hands of so few people.
That's interesting, and you're absolutely right about that. You know, they tell us, oh, we've got something good for you, but there's always a hidden agenda, almost invariably.
Yes, they've got control of a whole lot of middle-class money. Okay? All right, and finally, I would like to compliment you on something, and hopefully I'm a little simpler than you, but partly because of you, I believe when you said the word regime change, I believe that we had regime change in our country in 1963.
Oh, absolutely.
I believe that we had a Zionist vice president and a non-Zionist president.
That's a good way of putting it. Very simple and very true.
Well, it's true. And to this day, Israel will not discuss Dimona. Dimona is their nuclear power site. And until recently, it wasn't known until your book, the relationship between Kennedy, Ben-Gurion, and Dimona.
That's absolutely true. I mean, the information was out there, but no one ever really put it all together, and I did. I should say this. There were other people who did, but they didn't write books about it.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't want to grab all the credit because, you know, I've run into a lot of people who've said, you know, I thought that myself. So I appreciate that compliment, Bob. But you know what? I hear that music, and that means we don't have a voice anymore. But you can call back anytime, Bob. Thanks to those who did call in tonight, including Bob. Thanks to the people at RBN who make this network possible, who make this program possible. Don't forget to make a donation to RBN, folks. Very, very important. All right, we'll be here live tomorrow night, God willing. Stay tuned for more good programming here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Michael Collins Piper signing off.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
because you can handle the truth.